In the words of City Administrator Mark Gorman, the problem with the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau is that it's neither fish nor fowl. It isn't a city department, and yet it isn't entirely independent either.
Our exact form has been an ongoing topic of discussion for more than a decade.
That's Bureau Director Tanya Ryu.
We were originally established in 1980 as a sort of commission, and over the years we have morphed into the organization that we are today.
That organization has 4 employees and is responsible for marketing Sitka to potential tourists and conventions and providing visitor services. It answers to a board, which in turn is appointed by the Assembly, and it's funded almost entirely by bed taxes collected by the city, amounting to more than $300,000 last year. But the Bureau doesn't answer to the city administrator, and it no longer resembles the volunteer commission described in the Sitka General Code. Mayor Mim McConnell said that creates a suite of complications and liabilities for the city.
The ordinance is just completely different from what is in reality happening. And I feel like that needs to get rectified. And so the best way, in my mind, to do this is to have the CVB dissolved and then let them become what they really are, which is a nonprofit.
The ordinance debated Tuesday night was sponsored by McConnell and Assemblymember Ben Maiasato and initiated by former Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett. It would dissolve the Bureau and then issue a request for proposals to handle conventions, marketing, and tourist services. The Visitors Bureau, meanwhile, would turn itself into an independent nonprofit, and it could bid for those contracts. Ryu said the Bureau supports that move.
The entire board and the organization feels like this is just a natural progression to get rid of the old ordinance that no longer fits. And then we, of course, would be submitting a proposal to handle all of the marketing and conventions as we have previously. We feel that we would be the best organization to take this on.
But that would by no means be a sure thing. Any organization could bid for those contracts, as member Stephen Eisenbeiss reminded the Assembly.
There would be a distinct possibility the Visitors Bureau would receive less than they currently do, say 50% of what they currently do, possibly even zero. Would the Visitors Bureau be able to survive on their own with zero bed tax funding?
I guess I should say potentially we could maintain some sort of organization with much less employees, but that would be, I guess, more of a question for the board.
Assemblymember Tristan Gavon suggested another approach, folding the Bureau into an existing city department, perhaps the planning department.
I think this position may be able to support the functions of that department. And two, I want to ensure that positions created with this money are offered at a livable wage with health benefits and where appropriate and possible with support of a union, protections of unions.
City Administrator Mark Gorman said bringing all 4 Bureau employees onto the city payroll, including benefits, would cost about $100,000 a year. One or more positions would have to be cut to keep the Bureau within its existing budget. In the end, the Assembly voted unanimously on first reading to dissolve the Visitors Bureau, but the ordinance has to come up at least 2 more times before it becomes law, and the Bureau finds out whether it will be fish or fowl into the future. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.